This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Environmental Protection Agency's public release of farmers' and ranchers' personal information violates basic tenets of federal law, the American Farm Bureau Federation told a Minnesota federal court late Friday. The EPA surprised the farming and ranching community in early 2013 when it publicly released a massive database of personal information about tens of thousands of livestock and poultry farmers, ranchers, and their families in 29 states. The information was distributed to three environmental groups that had filed requests under the Freedom of Information Act. The database included the names of farmers, ranchers, and sometimes other family members, home addresses, GPS coordinates, telephone numbers, and emails. According to AFBF President Bob Stallman, the EPA is displaying a callous disregard for basic privacy rights. EPA believes that if information about you can be found somewhere on the internet, or if you own a closely held family corporation, you have no interest in protecting your personal information. All citizens should be worried about that, not just farmers and ranchers. Before you sleep tonight, over 20,000 people will have died today from hunger. Know how many individuals have ever died from eating genetically modified food? Zero. As society moves further away from an agrarian-based economy, most people have lost any direct connection to their food production and therefore have no experience to refute outrageously false claims. Opponents of genetic engineering typically voice concerns in one of three main areas: pesticide use, seed dispersal, and farming techniques. The Weed Society of America has announced the availability of three new education modules on herbicide resistance in weeds, available free online at www.wssa.net/resistance. According to WSSA scientists, a significant contributing factor in the evolution of herbicide resistance is the repeated use of a single chemical in the absence of other control methods. To stress the vital importance of a more varied, integrated approach, the Society has adopted a comprehensive multi-year initiative focused on education. The first training materials were launched in 2011, beginning with a module on herbicide resistance in agronomic crops. The newest additions to WSSA's online training resources address other environments where herbicide resistance management is imperative. The Agriculture Department has released its annual Expenditures on Children by Families report, also known as the Cost of Raising a Child, showing that a middle-income family with a child born in 2013 can expect to spend about $245,340, or $304,480 adjusted for projected inflation, for food, housing, child care, and education, and other child-rearing expenses up to age 18. The costs by location are lower in the urban South at $230,610 and rural regions of the country at $193,590. Families in the urban Northeast incurred the highest costs to raise a child at $282,480. The American Farm Bureau Federation has filed comments on the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed Worker Protection Standard rule. Several state farm bureaus also submitted comments for the record. AFBF is a member of the Pesticide Policy Coalition and also co-signed comments it submitted. In March, EPA proposed extensive revisions to its existing WPS regulations, which govern training and activities related to regulated pesticides. These are the most significant changes to the WPS in 20 years and would affect any agricultural producer using restricted-use pesticides on his or her farm. EPA has indicated informally it intends to finalize the rule next year. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack visited Miles Smith Farm in Loudoun, New Hampshire on Tuesday to announce the farm was one of nearly 250 nationwide receiving a portion of $25 million aimed at helping rural businesses grow, diversify, and create jobs. The funding is being provided through USDA Rural Development's Value Added Producer Grant Program. The program helps agricultural producers grow their businesses by helping them turn raw commodities into value-added products, expanding marketing opportunities, and developing new uses for existing products. Miles Smith Farm will use a $127,732 USDA Rural Development Value Added Producer Grant to produce and distribute a burger made of grass-fed beef and organically raised pork. Carol Sewell of Miles Smith Farm said she will use the funds, in addition to required matching funds, to market and produce burgers made up of 55% grass-fed beef and 45% organically raised pork. Sewell said that by mixing ground pork with extra lean grass-fed ground beef, the farm can produce a burger with the ideal fat and flavor levels grass-fed ground beef does not have alone. Sewell calls the mix the burger that squeals with flavor. Sewell is a Farm Bureau member in New Hampshire. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics' latest report, the food index rose 0.4% in July, its fifth increase in at least that large in the last 6 months. The food at home index also rose 0.4% in July, with no declines among the six major grocery store food groups. The largest increase was posted by the other food at home index, which rose 0.7%, its largest increase since August 2011. The index for non-alcoholic beverages rose 0.5% in July, and the cereals and bakery products index increased 0.4%. The index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs rose 0.3%, as did the dairy and related products index. The only major grocery store food group index not to rise in July was fruits and vegetables, which was unchanged. The index for fresh fruits rose 1%, but the fresh vegetables index fell 1.1%. The food at home index has risen 2.7% over the last 12 months. The index for meats, poultry, fish, and eggs has increased 7.6% over the span, and the index for dairy and related products has risen 4.3%. The index for food away from home rose 0.3% in July after increasing 0.2% in each of the two previous months. It has risen 2.4% over the last 12 months. It used to be Mercer's Ice Cream wasn't found far from the 60-year-old dairy in Boonville, a town of about 4,500 in central New York, north of Utica. Now Mercer's Dairy owners Ruth McNary and Roxana Hurlbert and their 25 employees ship specialty wine-infused ice cream in a half dozen flavors, including Cherry Merlot and Riesling, to 14 nations, including China, Indonesia, the Netherlands, Seychelles, and Trinidad and Tobago. Exports started in 2008 and now account for about a quarter of annual sales of more than $1 million. Employment is up from 24 years ago. Farm Bureau recently received a copy of a landowner information packet from Energy Transfer Partners, or ETP, announcing a proposed crude oil pipeline from North Dakota to Patoka, Illinois, called Dakota Access. ETP is asking the landowner to grant them access to their land to conduct surveys, investigations, and core sampling activities. ETP has not filed for approval of the project with regulatory agencies in Illinois or other states impacted by the proposed pipeline. Landowners do not have to grant access to their land to ETP, and landowners should seek legal counsel before signing any agreement proposed by ETP. If you received information from the company, you can contact the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 if you have any questions. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.